Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
All right. Ask us anything. Ryan, why don't you start?
Have you ever considered buying crypto?
No, I don't even know, like, can we turn this down a little bit? I don't even know how you buy crypto.
Well, I think there's a way to do it through traditional stock apps. But the people who are really into crypto say, no, you got to buy it into yourself. You got to hold the key yourself instead of letting somebody else hold the key.
I've been asked over and over and over again to endorse crypto things. And I'm like,
you're kidding.
No.
Oh, man.
Have you?
No, but I would love to endorse crypto.
I know
I like crypto.
Yeah, because you'd like to be paid in cash.
I'd like to be paid in crypto.
Would you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd love. Here's the thing. I had Bitcoin for a while. And then the app that I use, and this is exactly why they say don't let an app do it. The app that I used decided we're not going to carry crypto anymore. And they dropped it, force sold all my crypto right before Bitcoin went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me so mad because I was holding on to it just for that reason. So the answer is yes, I have considered buying crypto.
Brad?
Yeah, I've considered buying it. I just can't get myself past the knowledge that, like, this is just ones and zeros and it's not, like, physical.
Why not spend like $10? Can you buy $10 worth?
Yeah, you can do whatever.
Yeah, because
that's why I started doing my stock trading. Was I didn't understand it, so I was like, I think I just need to do it.
And now you're a mogul.
I don't know if that's the case. I'm up. I'll tell you that.
Darn right. That's what moguls are. Is always up.
Yeah. Why don't you dabble?
I did dabble.
Why don't you dabble, Brad? If you don't know how to dabble, you can ask Ryan and he'll help you.
I don't know how to dabble. So Ryan, you'll have to show me how to put $10 in Bitcoin.
Oh, he was too specific.
Okay, I will. Or Dogecoin. Or Fartcoin.
Those are meme coins.
I'm not interested in meme coins. Like Bitcoin, Ethereum, stuff like that. Something that's real, not the pump and dump stuff.
Joe asks us on the YouTube, do you eat the free samples at the grocery store? Who doesn't?
Heck yeah, the only ones that
That's what Ryan eats for dinner.
The only ones that are questionable are the ones that they obviously came in the morning, put out a tray, and that tray's been there all day.
No, there has to be a person manning the samples for me to eat the samples.
Not me, but I will question it. I'll probably still eat it, though.
Brad?
Yeah, definitely eat at the samples at the grocery store. But like you said, there's got to be somebody there so you know it's fresh.
Next question, Brad?
Yeah. This is going to sound really weird. Have you...
They usually do, Brad.
Sorry. Have you ever been hit on by a member of the same sex?
Yes.
I don't think so.
You're not sure, though.
I guess my answer would be no. I don't know when that would have happened.
Yeah, do you have a story with this?
I have too.
All of Brad's questions are a story he wants to tell.
They have a story attached.
He's like, in just, June of 2002, did anybody walk up to you and ask you if you wanted to buy some popcorn and then wink at you?
I just don't. I need to know that I'm not alone in this.
You're not alone.
And it's.
Was it Ryan?
It was not Ryan. At least I don't
not
think.
Yet.
I don't think.
Well, tell your story.
So we were
shoot
at
your shot, my man.
We were at a men's
that's what
event.
He said.
We were at a men's event in Louisville, and
Christian men's event.
Yes, it was like an iron sharpens iron type thing. I don't remember if it was that one or a different one, but anyway, we were so after the event, we our group from our church went out to eat. At,
when was this?
Oh, 2010, 2011, something like that. And so we went out to eat, and it was one of those, like, we're going to go to Denny's. We're going to get
clubs.
Something to eat. No, yeah, Denny's. We were all wearing our mesh shirts. And no,
so it was Denny's and Steve's.
We go out there, and
it was lit with neon. It was 2 a.m.
Well, it's always 2 a.m.
The steaks were delicious.
You don't go to Denny's any other time than 2 a.m.
So anyway, we're all there in a group. It's probably 15 guys, and it was really busy, and we had one waiter for our group, and the waiter is the one who hit on me. And it's like, he kept, like, doing the gentle touch on your shoulder, calling me darling and sweetie.
Oh, boy.
Didn't say any of that to other people. I was the only one whose drink was always full. It was just awkward. And then as we're leaving, everybody else was making fun of me for it, and I just, like, I just needed to know, Ryan, that I'm not alone. I'm thankfully.
Have you been waiting since 2010? To verify
ask.
That you're
yes.
not okay. the only man
yes.
who's ever been hit
yeah,
on by
and,
another man.
I've never felt comfortable enough around anyone to share it until now. So thank you guys for opening this space for me.
That's why we're here.
Yeah. My story is similar. I was.
Were you at a Denny's?
So we were at a men's event in Louisville.
We went and to I was
Denny's,
waiting tables.
And I was waiting tables. Dang it.
And there's this guy who was so into me. Kev asked me to refill his water. Yeah. I knew he was on to me.
Yeah. All the other people were cool. This one guy just kept like gently touching my back. When
and
I'd
he kept,
refill
I'd
water.
Leave and he'd giggle when I walked away.
They were everyone was laughing for some reason. I'm like, this is awesome.
Let's just rename this Misconnections.
So wow. I'm on Craigslist.
Next question. Please.
Worst haircut you ever had. Have I asked this before?
Yeah, about January of last year.
Oh, man.
Where you cut my hair after we raised $25,000 for the Lutheran Scholarship for the Annie Fry
that
Show.
Was this year.
Yes.
Worst haircut. Hey, you've recovered.
How long
you're
did
fine.
It take me?
I don't know. I don't look at you.
You look at me every day. You did this to me. I think my hair is probably now about the length it was when you cut it. But you cut, I told you you could cut 2 or 3 inches off. You cut about 6.
Yeah, I definitely went for more than you said.
Yeah, we did a whole thing about men's understanding of the length of an inch.
Oh, yeah.
It turns out, Ryan, not so great.
Don't understand inches. I
only said 3 inches,
feet.
And he went, yeah, 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm. Because that, to me,
Nope. What's your
I
worst
just
haircut?
Got buzzed. No whammies, no whammies. Stop. My worst haircut was in sophomore year of high school. I had a skater cut. And it was...
I need proof.
It was kind of long.
Bob.
We talked about this week.
Bob.
Yeah, I could put it behind my ears easily. It was that long.
Did so. You feel like $1 million? Yep. You sure did. You felt. Did you know that it was a bad haircut when you had it? Everybody had bad haircuts. It was the early 90s or the late 90s?
No, this was the mid-90s.
Did you have highlights?
No, Rusted I never did tips. That. Never did that. Never had the necklaces and all that stuff. No, that was it. That was the one time I tried something and it was like, oh yeah, you're doing the teen thing. And that was it. That was the only time.
Brad, worst haircut?
Geez, it was probably the frosted tips that I had when I was in high school.
He was a frosted tips guy.
I did that one time and what... It looked all right when I had it, but then like I found out real quick that you couldn't not put gel in your hair. Like you couldn't just get up and go because then it looked like you had leopard spots on your head and that looked way worse. And I went out.
Why didn't you just put gel in your hair?
It's just lazy. I didn't want to wake up early and go to school and put gel in my hair and stuff like that. I'd rather just roll out of bed and get on the bus and go.
How'd you get rid of it?
I just had to let it grow out. So I never
let
like,
it grow.
I just put up with it until it was no longer visible, and then I.
Another Joe
that.
Question here. How hairy is too hairy, boys?
When a woman has a beard.
Unless she's in Denny's.
I'm moving on.
Careful.
What's worse, Ryan, a beard or just that one hair?
What's the one hair?
A beard. For sure.
On the girl with the one weird hair that grows out.
Of where?
Yeah,
her
where?
Upper lip.
Can you be more a mustache?
Her upper lip?
No. It's not a full mustache. It's just like that one dark curly hair.
What?
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that's attractive.
No. I think Brad's saying that. What is this specific? Do you see dark curly hairs?
Jeez. I guess I do more often than other people.
I think the dark curly hair above the mustache or above the lip would be too hairy, which is the question. How hairy is too hairy?
Okay. Well, what about for you? You have to answer also.
I don't think Jared has a beard and then he'll shave it sometimes. But I don't know. Do you experience this with your wife where like if you rub your cheek up against hers, if you've just shaved, like it hurts her face? Your beard's a little bit maybe longer than Jared's is, but does she ever like, ow, that hurts?
She'll say it's kind of itchy or whatever.
Yeah.
But
you nuzzle up like you're a puppy dog or like a lion cub and just like up on the face. And then you think you're being like your intention is to be totally sweet.
Yeah, you're just trying
affectionate.
To be cute.
And she's like, eh. I tell him, like, I would rather you do that before you shave when it's a little softer. Because the fresh prickle is ouchy. No?
I don't know that much about
Jared's
the receiving
beard.
End.
I'll
have Jared come test it out.
That waiter in Louisville didn't go that far.
Jared comes in, just nuzzles.
I'm supposed to nuzzle? Where do you want to do this?
All right, let's get this done. It's for the show.
I don't find body hair on men particularly attractive, and I'm not talking facial hair. I think facial hair is completely specific to the person. You've shaved your beard for the show before, and maybe for other particular reasons. And you said your wife was like, put it back.
Just leave it.
Just put it back.
Leave the beard.
Yeah. And once you get used to a man with facial hair, to see them differently, you see those videos of dads who shave their beards, and then they go show their kids, and their kids just burst into tears. That's so sad. Leave the beard.
It is sad.
But like the rest of the body hair, I'll tell you how hairy is too hairy? I don't need a man to manscape. Just be whatever you be. Do you wax
at the pool?
Well, especially if they're waxing at the pool. Yeah, that'd be bad.
You don't judge a man who's got some like really deeply hairy
thick body hair
back.
No. I just think that's the way they are. I mean, to me that like looks like testosterone, right?
I don't know. I know when I see it on a woman, I'm like, nah.
It's testosterone.
What if it's on their upper lip?
I'm still not that interested.
More questions when we come back here in our next question, Ask Us Anything segment, plus the results of today's YouTube live chat poll about January 6th. How did it happen? An unfortunate series of events, Republican conspiracy, Democrat conspiracy, or deep state conspiracy? Go vote. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This is such a good score.
That is.
It's one, I mean, I feel like movies today don't use music as much as they can to amplify the way that in the 90s seems like,
especially the Quiet Place trilogy.
What?
They don't use music much in that movie at all because it's about silence.
Mm. You want to do a Gremlins joke here real quick?
Yeah, I do real quick.
Well, you have the floor.
The text line 314-241-9797. Somebody texted in just a little bit ago and said in the original Gremlins movie, one of the Gremlins did use the phone. Confirmed.
Who are you?
I don't know, but I appreciate
you.
Did
you text that to 314-241-9797?
This is a 636 number.
Uh-huh.
So no.
A couple more Ask Us Anythings from the YouTube chat. Dale says, Christmas tree, real or artificial? We have both in our house.
Artificial. Artificial twice. We have two. And they're both fake.
Both the artificial ones are fake?
They're both really artificial. They're very fake. One is white.
Brad?
Ours is artificial.
Make him stop.
But I would, if given the choice, I would definitely want a real tree. But I just can't find a good lot for a real tree. It seems like they all dry out within a week.
What do you mean you can't find a good lot?
I can't find a good place to go to find a tree.
Lowe's? Market Basket? Daniken? Eckert's?
Mm-hmm. There's a few.
Yeah.
Just go to Daniken.
Eckert's does great. You can cut them down yourself.
That's what I would want to do, but
it's great. I've cut trees down from there before. If you want to cut it down, like pick it out from the field, there's something special about that. Kids love it. You get a bow saw and just chop that sucker down. Joe says best cheap pizza. I'm a Jack's girl.
Ooh, best cheap pizza.
That's
okay.
Hard to beat.
I'm assuming it's frozen pizza, so we'll just for the sake of conversation do frozen. Red Baron is okay. Good, but it's like kind of fancy frozen pizza.
Best frozen pizza?
Sure.
Freschetta Alfredo.
Well, that's super specific.
It is. And I can't ever buy it because the rest of my family doesn't like Alfredo on pizza.
I'm surprised that you don't buy it because of that.
I do, but the problem is I can't eat full pizzas anymore. You used to be able to.
Can you and it just wrecks you, or you physically can't do it?
It wrecks me. In the bathroom, specifically.
Oh, man. Sounds like you wrecked the bathroom.
I wrecked the bathroom.
Brad?
I'm with you, Annie. I think that Jack's is the best cheap pizza. I grew up on that, so.
Yeah. Were you laughing because we're just talking about it factually? Because that's what made me laugh.
Do you
wreck a bathroom after an Alfredo pizza?
Most,
absolutely.
You take everything to the most absurd length, and we're like, this is just getting worse. So we just go to Brad, and Brad brings everything back to where it needs to be without missing a beat.
And everybody's just fine with it.
It's the only way the show can continue. What's your best car karaoke song?
Oh, man.
I would say anything by El King or Miranda Lambert.
There's a song called Chupacabra by the Super Furry Animals that I love because it's really fast and a lot of it is really hard to understand. So you can just sing whatever you want. Chupa, 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 chupa.
After we got done doing the Veterans Day parade in Edwardsville, we had to circle back and get to our cars, which were at the beginning of the parade line. And so I was playing at the beginning of the parade. Ryan goes, hey, are you taking requests? And you requested Bananarama. Which song?
Venus.
For the Veterans Day Parade.
So, well, you were asking, what should we play while we're in the parade? And I said, Bananarama.
I asked if we should play America's Sweetheart, which is kind of the theme song of the show. But I was telling you guys that I feel like that's too selfish to play that during the parade that's about veterans.
And I said, no, it's not.
And your thoughtful response was, how about Venus? So when we completed the parade and had to make the loop back, I hit some Bananarama and then some Chacarone.
Chacarone's a great one. Brad, if you could put me on, this is another great one that I really love singing loud.
I don't know if I trust you to put you on.
It's great.
Are you sure?
We're going to run out of time on the show.
Yes, we are.
You're on.
Baby?
Yes?
Will you eat that there snack cracker in yours? Special outfit for me.
What? Is this Chupacabra? Is this your song?
Yeah, this is the song. This is my best karaoke song. Eventually they sing. So.
I see why it's your best karaoke song. Man, if your moves could talk, Ryan.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, it's the
if
song.
If only this weren't radio.
The song is about Little Debbie snack cakes.
For real?
Yeah, it really is.
Yo, ye pharaohs, let us walk through this barren desert in search of truth and some pointy boots.
And some what?
Maybe a few snack crackers.
Okay, Brad, what's your best karaoke song? I've had enough.
It's not that one. Probably anything by Sabaton. I really like that. And
what is Sabaton?
It's a metal band. And they...
They cover historical documentaries.
Yeah,
they sing
about historical people from history, like the first American.
Is this like
to
the Liechtenstein band?
No,
no, that's Rammstein.
No, these guys sing in English.
Oh,
obviously.
But yeah, that's what I'll belt that out. But I usually don't listen to too much music in the car.
Bobo says, "Is there something random that you can't stand the smell of? Mm-hmm. Not rotten eggs or weed, but something actually random."
Yep, I can't stand the smell of gear oil.
Ryan, have you ever smelled gear oil?
I'm not sure.
Gets stuck in the back of your throat. It's awful.
Well, what are you doing with it?
Usually filling up the rear end housing on my truck.
Filling up the rear end.
Got to change the oil back there.
Ryan,
man.
Is there anything that you can't stand the smell of?
Just smelly people.
Okay. That's not random. Nobody likes smelly people.
Yeah.
I don't like the smell of any sort of candle that is a baked good candle. Like you get a sugar cookie one or gingerbread. It never smells as good as that actual thing would smell. It always smells super artificial to me. I don't know. All right. Let's wrap that up and get to the YouTube live chat. Poll for today. Your response, Brad, about January 6th. How did it happen? Unfortunate series of events. Republican conspiracy, Democrat conspiracy, or deep state conspiracy?
Most likely a deep state conspiracy.
Ryan?
I would go with unfortunate and Democrat and deep state, and I'm going to lean deep state.
What? You pick all of them, but lean deep state?
All of them except for Republican.
Okay.
I lean deep state.
I'm going to go ahead and say that I think it's a deep state conspiracy because I think the swamps for the benefit of the establishment. We have a pretty decent spread here. Republican conspiracy, 5%. The fewest votes. 18% of you, only 18% think it's an unfortunate series of events. I find that to be incredibly telling. 26% say Democrat conspiracy. 51%, a clear majority, deep state conspiracy. Happy Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. The Mark Rudin Show next.
Time now for today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.